Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of our good friend Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver, and we always enjoy having him with us to bring us up to date on what's going on in the world economically. Hi, Ron, how are you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan? Good to be with you again.
Well, it's always good to have you, Ron. And certainly, you know, so many things are happening, and it's so hard to really sort of keep track of them all. I mean, we hear them talking about the stimulus bill, $787 billion, and then we had the TARP legislation. That was $700 billion. That was lost October 3rd. But nobody mentions that during the year 2008 and up to about right now, they put out over $10 trillion they've given, pledged, they've given almost $150 billion to AIG, American Investment Group, an insurance company. It should be allowed to go down because it's going to cost probably another, you know, well, they say $500 billion, but a lot of people think it'll be closer to a trillion. Where's the money going to come from? I mean, Citigroup, we've already pledged that we're going to come up with we've given them $40 billion, and we're talking about another $306 billion we may have to come up with for Citigroup. Why not let them go down and let the people who, been involved with them, they're going to take a loss. The stockholders, the bondholders are going to take a loss. But how much can the American, taxpayers come up with? We're coming up with a $3.5 trillion budget. Where's the money coming from? Government income is going to be down. You can't cut taxes and then raise, of course, the taxes on the people making over $200,000 a year, $250,000 a year. There's not that much of them. If you took all the money that they made, you wouldn't be able to make up for the fact that they're cutting income, they're increasing spending, and, of course, there's going to be a major deficit again. And, of course, Obama says he's going to have the budget deficit by the time he leaves office. And yet, simply with the stimulus bill, what are we talking about? $3.5 billion. He put out almost $1 billion right there. Totally unnecessary. Where is this all going to end up, Ron?
Well, I think it's going to end in the destruction of the United States as we know it. Just trying to keep up with it, it's just mind-boggling. It took our nation 200 and some odd years to reach its first $1 trillion in debt. Now it seems like they're doing $1 trillion a week. Senator Dirksen said it, did he say $1 trillion here or $1 trillion there?
No, he said $1 million here, $1 million there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. And, Chris, what I like to say is $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there, and pretty soon you're talking about worthless money, because that's where we're headed. And the average individual doesn't know that that's exactly what our elite intend to do. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. The guy who devised this whole system was a man named Timothy Geithner, and of course he's the current current Secretary of the Treasury, but he was working with Henry Paulson, for this last year there. He was the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He's one of the architects of the failed economic policy, and so what have we done? Why, we've made him the primary architect of the effort to get out of the economic crisis that he's created, and they know what they're doing. They do not want the American people to know that they intend to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to talk to Ron. Well, Ron, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, the way it's going, it's so ridiculous. You just wonder what's going on up there. Kind of reminds me of a story my brother shared with me. He was a commodity broker back in the late 70s and early 80s, and he had this college professor that he had saved his money for a year and came up with $10,000 and opened an account with him, and my brother started trading, and they'd make a little bit one day and then lose a little more the next day, and just up and down, the account was slowly dwindling towards nothing. And one morning about 5:30, my brother was getting ready for the market to open, and this guy called him and says, "Bob, close my account and send my money to me." And my brother just kind of was shocked by it, and he was kind of stammering. He says, well, isn't there something I can do to keep your account open?" He says, "Bob, you're either stupid or a crook, and either way, I don't want to do business with you." And that reminds me of those politicians up there. They're either the biggest morons or they're puppets of an agenda that is designed to undermine our sovereignty as a nation and take us in the next step towards this one world global banking system and government. And I think it's the latter that's more the truth.
I agree with you totally, Ron, but I think we've got to convince the American people that what's happening is not happening by accident. After all, you know, when Henry Paulson got the $700 million to bail out the housing market and then refused to do anything, he really had to work very hard to give away $350 billion of that, and he gave it to the banks, supposedly because the things were frozen up and there was no money available. But instead of increasing lending, now we find out that the banks he gave the money to cut back on lending. Why would he give money to banks so they can cut back on lending? So that they're not, obviously, you're not necessarily doing what you promised to do. And he had $350 billion left over. Why didn't he use that to try to do something about the cascade of collapsing the houses, the foreclosures? He not only refused, he opposed the efforts of Sheila Bair, who is the head of the FDIC, to try to rescue people who were losing their homes. So why did he tell the American people he wanted to help the homeowners? When he got the money, he refused to do it, and then he blocked the efforts of others who wanted to do it. And whether Sheila Bair's idea was good or not is not a major factor. At least he was doing something, and they did it very effectively for 5 months. Refuse to address the problem. And as you say, they're either stupid or they're crooks. And I rather agree with you, Ron. I think that the latter. Will be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Ron Brown. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would like to know what you think out there in the listening audience about what's happening economically. If you have any question for Ron, because he's on the front lines of this, and he's been selling gold and silver for a long time. How long you been out of, Ron?
30 years. Started in January of 1979.
And that was just before the big run-up then that we had in 79.
Yeah, I thought it was an easy game back there. Silver started at $5 when I first got in the business, and a year later it was $52. And I was strutting around like a little peacock because I was the most brilliant guy in the world, you know.
Right, fine. And then, of course, you found out that they don't necessarily play by the rules. And that was when the commodity exchange changed the rules. Everybody had gone into the market. There were certain rules, and then they just changed them. And no longer could anybody buy any silver. You could only sell it. And, of course, then they blocked any efforts on the part of the Hunt brothers to sell the silver that they have until they could, of course, already collapse the market and impoverish them. And you can't, go into a game when they change the rules. It's sort of like football, go into the game with certain rules, and they're going to be four downs, and you say no. And now they're going to be one down. There's just going to be one down. You either, make it up to the scrimmage line, make your 10 yards, or you can't do that. But that's what they did in the commodity market, and an awful lot of people lost their shirts.
And I use the analogy, it's kind of like getting in a poker game, and the house says, I'll deal the cards and then decide what is wild, you know, and after they deal, I say, okay, twos, sixes, and eights are wild, this hand.
Right.
And that's what they're doing. They just stack the deck in their favor, and it's hard for anyone, especially the speculators, to outsmart them because they don't know what the bankers are going to do tomorrow, and they have the ability to literally overpower these futures markets because they've got an unlimited checkbook to play the game with.
Well, tell me, Ron, what's happening in the gold and silver market? We saw that they really, really hit gold and hit it very hard yesterday and again today. Looks like it must be down, $30 or $40?
Yeah, gold was down $22. It got down around 30 for a while, then it closed only 22 down. Silver was down 95 cents today, and it's trading up 8 cents in the aftermarket. You know, Dr. Stan, from the day that Obama was inaugurated, the market gave its opinion of what was going on because I think the day of the inauguration, the stock market was down, 300 and something points?
Something like that.
Gold and silver started to rise dramatically. So as the gold and silver rose and the stock market was just every time the administration would come out with some type of announcement or plan, the stock market would go into a tailspin. And so last Friday, the gold market was up over $1,000, so it's ready to break through major, major resistance level because the high on the gold in dollars was back in March of last year when it hit 1,031. So whenever the market threatens to break through those resistance levels, for example, if it's broken through 1,030, and it will eventually, you could have seen a fast track up towards $1,250 or even $1,500 because what I think Obama has done in just a matter of 3 or 4 weeks is totally destroy what confidence might have been left worldwide in our ability to come out of this mess. I think they've showed their hand already. It's almost like it's a coup, a takeover. They just stuffed every socialist agenda into that bailout package and basically rammed it through and said, we won the election, now get used to it. And I think as the world sees the pork and the waste that's in that thing, they realize our leadership is doing absolutely nothing to correct the ship, and they're just going to drive it into the abyss. And I think that's what the markets are telling us.
Well, but of course, the other thing is that when the gold and silver drops in face of what you're saying, somebody's got to be manipulating those markets.
Well, that's what I used the illustration of back in July the 1st, in the silver market on the COMEX, two banks, Morgan Chase being one of them, had a short position, meaning they had sold paper contracts in excess a little over 6,000 contracts. Each contract is 5,000 ounces. So in effect, they had sold 31 million ounces of silver that they didn't have to deliver. Now, in the futures market, it's like a bookie operation in that for every contract of open interest, there has to be one, a buyer, and two, a seller. Now, 1 month later, on August the 5th, two banks, obviously the same two banks, had a short position not of 6,000 contracts, but of 31,800 contracts, which is somewhere around 140 million ounces of quote-unquote paper silver that they sold into the market, overwhelming the long side, the people that were betting on it to go up, and it just flushed the margin of the market down in a massive margin call and margin massacre, and it just took it all away from 1950 on silver down to, 750 or so? And so that's the way they do it. And until the COMEX and these commodity derivative markets are discredited, which they will be in time, then they will continue to do that. And I think that's, when we look back, we're going to see that's exactly what they did this week. They just came in and flushed the market out.
Well, I think that people really have to understand that we're dealing with people who are not honorable. There's certain rules and regulations. You're not supposed to be able to manipulate the market. But they do manipulate the market because, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs are above the law. This is the difficulty we're facing today. And, of course, they work with the Tokyo Exchange, which I believe it certainly has a strong tie to what goes on in this country. After all, we still have our troops stationed over in Japan. And believe me, when you occupy a country militarily, you tell the government what to do. And the people may think that they're electing their representatives, but the people who have the weapons in a country, of course, direct the policies, the same thing. We still have our troops stationed in Germany. Why do we have troops stationed in Germany, you know, 60 years after the war ended? Well, very simply, because we are occupying the country, we're controlling the country. The same reason why we have our troops stationed in Korea, and the reason they want to keep our troops stationed in Iraq, because, of course, that's how we control the country. And do you honestly believe communist China had, you know, 20,000 or 50,000 troops stationed in America, Congress would do whatever it wanted to do? But nobody ever mentions these things. Oh, why we're keeping those troops over there? Why we're keeping them? Because there's obviously a good reason. Maybe we're worried that China's going to attack Japan, or maybe we're worried that Korea's going to attack Japan. That's why we have to have our troops in Japan. Have you ever noticed that? Nobody ever asked why we have to have our troops over there. After all, isn't China our friend? Isn't South Korea our friend? We're not going to attack, you know, North Korea. We could wipe them out with one or two nuclear weapons. So obviously there has to be another reason why we keep our troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, we're trying to maintain an empire. And of course, when you do that, you're spreading yourself way too thin. We're spending way too much, and every time the laws of economics try to bring things back in order, then the politicians have to step in and bail it out and just make the matters worse. And that's exactly what they're doing now. It's kind of like starting a fire with gasoline and then trying to put the fire out with gasoline. And so that we're trying to spend to correct the problem of overspending, and it's just going to take us down the tubes. And we've finally reached the point of no return, where for year after year after year, they could always come up and put off the day of reckoning with another bailout program. And I think we've reached the point now that we've literally destroyed our credibility of the dollar, and the foreigners are saying no more. We can't, either are unwilling or unable to continue to fund your folly. As you and I have said many times, we needed, what, $3 billion a day or so? And that was before all this bailout. So you can imagine we would be consuming all the liquidity or the capital in the world just to pay the interest on our debt. So the day has finally come where we can't continue anymore, and I think that's exactly what's happened. The world is now rejecting the United States as the world reserve currency and the leader of the world. And I think that title is going to end up going to China and maybe Russia or whatever, but we're definitely going to lose that status in the U.S., and when we lose that status, then we lose all the perks that came with it, and that will be the ability to control things, and I think we're about to lose it all.
And, of course, they're doing everything they can as part of a carefully orchestrated plan to drive up the cost of our utilities, to drive up the cost of electricity and natural gas. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, all in the name of course, fighting the non-existent global warming or fighting the carbon footprint. And, of course, they're talking about, you know, alternative energy. It's extremely energy. It's the most expensive energy in the world. But if you listened very carefully to President Obama's speech, he didn't once mention nuclear energy, which can be produced very, very cheaply at only a fraction of the cost of even of the electricity that's produced by burning coal and oil. It's the cheapest electricity in the world. That's why they will not allow any, of course, nuclear plants in the United States. American companies can build nuclear plants throughout the rest of the world. We can build them in Europe. We can build them in China. We're even funding five nuclear plants over there through the Export-Import Bank, and America's guaranteeing the loans. So we can build them for China. We can't build them here in the United States, and nobody ever even talks about these things. And yet you go back and you read Obama's speech, Oh, so concerned about energy, but of course nothing at all about nuclear, nothing about becoming energy self-sufficient, nothing about allowing the drilling up off the North Slope of Alaska where there's lots of oil, or in the Arctic Research Wildlife Reserve. They do not want the problem. They have to give the impression they do, but the reality is they don't want a solution. They want, of course, to continue this folly, and, of course, it's eventually going to drive up the price of everything and impoverish our people, and that's the plan. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give a call for Ron. Well, Ron, are people moving into the gold and silver market?
It's been absolutely crazy, starting in January. February was...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Now, those are the exchange-traded funds. And you can have an exchange-traded fund in silver or in gold or in T-bills. There are all sorts of these funds out there. And there you invest so much in I think, a GLD, that's the gold exchange-traded fund. And supposedly they buy the gold and put it in your account. And supposedly there's all this gold sitting somewhere, in a nebulous area. And that, of course, and the price goes up, you can make money. Or if the price goes down, you lose money. But the question is, are they really buying the gold and silver? Are they simply buying derivatives or some sort of a credit default swaps? Is this all a paper movement? And people who've really looked into this have suggested they don't really think that they are buying the gold. They say they're buying the gold, but people who've looked into it don't find any evidence they're buying the gold. I mean, they're supposedly moving into the market and buying, 10, 20, 30 tons, but of course, there's no record of anybody selling 10, 20, or 30 tons. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Dr. Stan, I was saying from the get-go when they first started talking about these ETFs, especially the silver ETF, I was saying when they first started talking about them, that if the SEC were to approve that, it could be only for one purpose, and that would be to manipulate the price of silver. Because anyone taking 5 minutes to look at the silver market would realize there's not enough silver in the world to fund something like that. Because when you started that ETF, what you really did was make it very simple for the average citizen to buy silver just as he would buy a share of stock. And so you could see right off the bat that the demand for silver could increase, 5-10-fold over a period of time, and there's no way that silver was available. So to me, it had to be from the very get-go a fractional reserve banking scam where they would take legitimate demand for silver and send it down the primrose path of derivatives and paper contracts. James Turk is a gentleman who's looked at both of those. When the GLD came out, he took the prospectus and he said he went over it with a fine-tooth comb. He says, nowhere can you pinpoint who's responsible and who's buying the gold, or storing the gold. So I think the same thing would be true with the silver market. There's no way that, in my opinion, this is just my opinion because I can't prove it, but there's no way in my opinion that they have that close to 200-and-something million ounces of silver in storage. Silver has been too short since last March for them to be buying the amount of silver they're talking about buying. All of my dealers have trouble coming up with, I had one guy that bought 25 bags of silver last week, and one of the biggest dealers in the country could only come up, only had 10 bags to sell. So you can see where there's just not enough silver out there to fill the demand that they're supposedly having these ETFs.
Okay, well, let's go to Andrew, who's calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But what Ron is, in essence, is saying, this is another scam. They're telling you they've got the silver, but they can just have paper receipts for silver that doesn't exist. And there probably isn't enough silver in the world to meet all of the contracts. And so the best thing to do is get out of those ETFs and get into the physical silver. Because one day, of course, you may very well find that it's just like Mr. Madoff, I'm just so sorry, we sold you all, we bought all this silver, but it was all make-believe. You're going to have to realize that, of course, before this is over, the whole financial structure of our stock market, of our money market funds, of our commercial paper, they're all going to come cascading down. And, of course, most people are going to be wiped out, just as so many people who got in on the sure thing. They were getting 11% a year, and the man who is running this fund had been the president of the NASDAQ Stock Exchange, one of the most respected men on Wall Street, who'd been there, since 1960. We knew we could trust our good friend, Mr. Madoff. Well, let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew. How you doing?
Good, Ben. How about yourself?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
I don't have a question for your guest, but maybe a couple of statements. And first of all, I'm in northern Idaho, And one thing about Northern Idaho, it's the silver capital of the world.
Right. Are you on a cell phone or?
Yeah. Do you hear me badly? I'm sorry.
You're doing. Go ahead. We'll make do. Go ahead.
I do apologize for that. What I wanted to tell you is, you know, you were talking about the ETFs, and you know, the number one ETF you see out there right now, I can tell you right now, is the XLS.
Right.
And that's the financials.
Right.
And
hold on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yep.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Right now, we have, of course, Andrew with us from Coeur d'Alene, our guest this evening, Ron Brown. Oh, no. Andrew, do you think that they have money in the any silver in these ETFs, or do you think it's all a scam?
That's a good question, Dr. Stan. I think that when you look at it in terms of the companies that are represented in the ETFs, you're going to have to look at what their market cap actually is represented, and that would be price stop times shares outstanding. So that's how you determine where market cap is. But I will tell you this. When you look at the ETFs in general in terms of the financials, I'm going to say this. 18 months ago, $50. Today, $7. That's where they're at. And that's a tipping point, Stan. And I'm going to say this. If you look at how the stock market is trading, where the averages are in the Dow and the S&P 500, I am saying, if you watch the stock market closely, Stan, I actually do very much so. And that's another story. I'd probably be a good guest speaker for you. But bottom line is, I think we're on margin and overextended on margin, and I am concerned.
All right, fine. So you think that people who are in the ETFs might really be in some real trouble. Do you have a question at all for our guest?
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you, your guest speaker, if he has any thoughts on where silver should be trading in the raw commodity right now, and I'll hang up and maybe have him speak to that.
All right, fine. Thanks very much. Good to hear from you, Andrew, and give us a call next time they're on a hard line, okay? And Sydney Andrew is asking, you know, where do you think silver really should be trading if it weren't being manipulated? It's against the law to manipulate, but they do it all the time. They get away with it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was reading something just before we went on there, and the guy was making a case that just to be to the point where gold was in 1980, you would have to have gold at $2,500 today to be at the same level. Now, historically, this gold-to-silver ratio for hundreds and hundreds of years was around 16 to 1. So if you took $2,500 as a minimum price that gold ought to be at and divided that by 16, then silver is going to be at an enormous price compared to where it is today.
In other words, really, if you divide it by 16, what you're talking about silver, at least about $15 to $20 an ounce? $100 an ounce?
No. Let's take $2,500 and say it just got down to 15 to 1.
All right, fine.
You'd have to have silver at $166 an ounce.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, silver is being manipulated, but there are many, many. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've just been talking with Ron. We had a guest from Coeur d'Alene was asking what the price of silver should be. And Sydney, at 16 to 1, the silver should be running about $160 an ounce. It is being manipulated. There is a financial need for silver. It's needed in industry, and even though industries cut way back, of course, why there's still a need for silver for so many many processes having to do with any sort of production of electronics. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our caller from Coeur d'Alene, Sydney, said he is very, very concerned that a lot of these ETF organizations, you know, these electronically traded funds, are really are scams, and there just is nothing there. They're telling it's there, but then Mr. Madoff said that he had all this money and he was making 11%, and that's how he could pay you 11%. So just because they say something is true and because it's guaranteed, you know, by the SEC, Do not believe it for 1 minute. It's very interesting. I have a Charles Schwab account, and it's always been $12 to trade, and then I did a trade recently, and suddenly it's $75, $85 to trade. What happened? Well, they never tell you anything. They just suddenly raise the fees there. So I think we have to really begin taking a very careful look at what's going on. And even Charles Schwab, which is up until now, $12 a trade, suddenly, without ever mentioning it at all, they boosted the price up. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there's no honor among thieves out there. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And Ron, how can people really protect themselves if they are in the exchange-traded funds? Do you really have any protection any more than the protection that people had when they invested with Mr. Madoff?
Not in my opinion, Dr. Stan. You know, the only thing I would ever think about using these ETFs for is if you're in an IRA and you're a trader and you want to get in and out and try to speculate in the market. So for maybe for the speculative part of your portfolio, you could use it for that. But as far as a refuge from a failing monetary and financial system, I think they're going to be... in fact, I can't imagine how demoralized someone's going to be if they've done their homework and studied the potential of the silver market, but then used the wrong vehicle to invest in, and they end up getting nothing out of it. Can you imagine how discouraging that would be? And I think that's what's going to happen. I think when this thing really hits the fan, that you're going to see a lot of those ETFs and derivative-type things that supposedly are investing for you are really just a scam. You know, the one example, there was a lawsuit a couple years ago. In fact, there's a man by the name of Ted Butler who's been really instrumental in following the silver market, particularly the manipulation of the market on the futures market. And about 2 or 3 years ago, he started putting out a series of articles where he basically said, I'm just going to paraphrase, and he said, listen, you turkeys, if you're a silver investor and you're sitting there holding a silly piece of paper that says you got silver stored at XYZ bank or depository, you better come to your senses right now. You better call that institution and get confirmation that that silver really exists and it's in your name, and if they won't give it to you, you better get out of that position immediately and go buy some real silver and take possession. And apparently a big investor, I think he was up in Indiana or somewhere in the Midwest, took him to heart, and they went to Morgan Stanley, tried to get satisfaction that that silver that they were invested in was really in their name, and Morgan Stanley wouldn't give it to him. So they took him to court, and when it went to trial, it came out that not only was Morgan Stanley not buying any silver to fill those contracts, they were so arrogant they weren't even using the futures market to hedge their risk by at least buying the amount of ounces on paper, and yet they were charging storage fees all along. So that kind of gives you an idea where some of those ETFs might be. And what's really amazing is they had the gall to tell the judge, but judge, we're only doing what is standard procedures throughout the industry.
Right.
That should give us an idea or a hint of what those ETFs really are.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Richland, Washington. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a couple of questions. Suppose that you've got an IRA, and, you know, it costs a lot of money to take your money out. And you'd like to, let's say, put it in some type of precious metals IRA, but you really can't take possession of it if you do that. What should you do?
That's a tough decision that everyone has to come to their own answer, but it kind of reminds me of the Fram commercial. I don't know if you remember that. You can pay me now or pay me later. And I've always believed that the 401ks and the IRAs was a establishment way of sucking your money into the system. Once you get into it, it always seems too expensive to get out. But look at what the stock market has done over the last 3, 4, 5 years. In many cases, people have lost 60, 70, 80, 90%. So I've been telling people for 10 years, get out of the IRAs. don't put any more money into them, and get your money out of Uncle Sam's reach, and keep it that way. You know, pay your taxes one time, and then get it out of that system and protect it. Because, you know, if you leave it in those paper assets, they're going to get wiped out more than the 25 or 30% taxes you're going to pay on it, in my opinion.
Well, I was thinking, could you roll it over into, like, a silver or gold IRA?
Yeah, you can open up a custodial account. There's two companies that I deal with that do that. One of them is Sterling Trust out of Waco, and then Gold Star in Houston. But they become your custodian. And the silver for Gold Star is actually stored, I think, in New York City at HSBC Bank. So, to me, that's kind of like asking the fox to guard your hen house, you know. The one in Sterling Trust is stored in Delaware, Wilmington,
Delaware. Are they legit then, or?
What's that?
Are they legit, or should you worry about it if you did something like that, or?
Well, I would trust FidelaTrade more than I would trust HSBC, but to me, what I usually tell people is if they determined to keep that IRA, use the IRA to buy mostly gold and silver shares, because you're in paper anyway, and then with your cash, buy the real thing and take delivery.
Oh, okay.
But remember, of course, if you make a lot of money, why Obama's going to take it away from you, make over $200,000 in a year, he's going to redistribute your wealth to everybody else because they're so poor. And how can you object? After all, why should some people make so much money and others not? Because he doesn't say anything at all about our corporations allowed to go overseas and not pay any taxes at all. In fact, that's how we encourage our corporations to leave this country and take the jobs and the wealth of the American people with them. So understand, of course, this idea of taxing the wealthy. Of course, with inflation, pretty soon we're all going to be making $200,000 a year.
Yeah, the political will make $200,000 a year.
Right.
That you might be spending $200,000 at McDonald's for a Happy Meal.
You're absolutely right. And this is just like the alternative minimum tax. It was only for the wealthy. And then with inflation, pretty soon we were all covered by the alternative minimum tax. And everybody said, oh, shucks, we don't know how this happened. Why, we never meant this is to increase the taxes on the people. We wouldn't do that. And if you don't think Obama doesn't understand that the inflation is going to, they're all going to be making $200,000 before long, but you're going to need that to get into McDonald's.
Well,
go ahead. Anything else, Ron?
The I've ever heard. But I have another question. Imagine that if you're working in the federal government, and they have a thrift savings plan, and they'll match you 50 cents on the dollar. But should somebody be in that or not? I mean, you're losing 50 cents on the dollar. Every dollar you put in, they'll match it by 50 cents.
You know, and through normal times, you know, it'd be hard to turn that down. But I think we're reaching the point of no return, the critical mass, where this thing just implodes on itself. And at that point, that 50% that you made by being in it could just be evaporated overnight. So I don't know. I just still... I feel more comfortable having my money in my control, where I can control where it is. And, you know, I just remember back in the 80s when, I can't remember who the president was back then, but the Democrats were pushing for a bill that would force IRAs and 401ks. I think they initially were going to say you have to put 15% of it in federally approved investments. And a couple of examples of what would be federally approved was midnight basketball courts in Harlem, you know. And so you start looking at the government and its greed, and it has to go to the deep pockets. And so any savings you have is going to be their target when this thing really gets coming down. So, I would just say you're better off if you just get it out of their control and get it into your hands.
And, Ron, remember, just a few months ago, we heard quite a bit about it. Now they've, of course, blacked it out. They've propaganda machine that controls our reality, that controls the media. It doesn't mention it, but down in Argentina, the politician said, look, for years we've been encouraging people to develop pension funds, and you've been getting them subsidized by their employers, and you've got all this money in those pension funds. But after all, we can't trust people to invest that wisely themselves, so we're simply going to take over everybody's pension fund. And there was a tremendous holler from the folks, but what do you do when the government just says, we're taking your life savings? Too bad. Of course, this is the way they do in authoritarian societies, and do not think that they're not going that direction right here in the United States. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, but keep that in mind, Ron. In other nations, they've actually nationalized seized the pension funds, and don't think it couldn't happen here.
Well, I heard that there was some move afoot to take all the IRAs and put it in Social Security.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There was talk about that, so... You know, that's just a little rumor now, but...
Remember, there is no money in Social Security. When they tell you that there's a Social Security fund, there is a filing cabinet. It's got a file in it. In that file is a big stack of IOUs. The government says we owe the Social Security fund, I think it's about $5 trillion now. The trouble is the federal government doesn't have the $5 trillion. So what happens when they have to pay it? Why, there's no way to pay it. It's part of this whole debt system, which amounts to something like $65 trillion, the real sum that's owed. And there are a lot of government IOUs, and no possible way in the world to ever pay them. Anything else, Sandy, Ron, before we let you go?
Well, I think the problem now is a theological one.
Absolutely.
I think our churches are run by either heretics or cowards. And if people look at the government as God, they will get a government God, and they will control our lives, and then literally we'll snuff them out if we get in their way.
I think that it was not up to us to snuff them out. That's God's job, but our job is to let people understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spirits of forces that are directing the wicked people who are leading our country. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Ron, and let's go to Sandy, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. And our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Ron Brown, but before we go to Sandy, Ron, I got so involved with our conversation, I forgot to let you give out your telephone number and tell people what will happen if they call you.
Okay. My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. And I write some letters from now and then, and I'll put together a package and mail it to you. But I would just encourage people to feel free to call me, because I love to just chat with people. And, you know, I've spent 30 years trying to educate people in this, and sometimes I think I'm more of a teacher than a salesman. But people need to wake up to what's going on and start taking steps immediately to protect themselves.
Okay, let's go to Sandy calling from Spokane. Sandy, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a question. Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. What I wanted to ask is, my husband has what's called deferred compensation through the state of Washington.
Uh-huh.
And it's like over $100,000. And we can't get access to that at all. There's a possibility that we might be able to borrow against a portion of it, but other than that, we can't.
Oh, no. Is he still working for the state? Is this something
yes.
way of retirement? So he's still working for the state, and
yes.
How much longer does he have to go before he's ready to retire?
Oh, it'll be at least 5 years.
All right, fine.
Probably more than that.
Ron, what would you say? First of all, what interest rate would you pay if you had to borrow it? Have you looked into it at all?
No, I haven't.
All right, Ron, what are your thoughts about Sandy's husband has $100,000 or more than that in deferred compensation, and because you won't be able to get that, I suppose, until he retires. And then do they give it to you all at once, or how does that work?
You can take it out as... at any rate that you want, but it is taxable at that point.
All right, fine. Of course, if you take it out,
it's
of course,
not taxable if you, when they take it out of your paycheck.
But of course, if you borrow it, why? Of course, it's not taxable, but you would have to pay the interest on it. So, what would you tell Sandy at this time, Ron?
Well, you know, every 401k type plan is different. What I always tell people, the first thing is to check and see if you can borrow against it, because the interest you pay is just going back to your account, as I understand it. So that way you can get some of your money out. Some of them will loan you up to 50% of the value. Everyone would be different. So you just have to call the state or the employee or personnel and find out if you can borrow from it. Some of them will let you borrow for certain types of things and not others. So that's the first step.
You would recommend doing that then?
Absolutely, because the money in the 401k is tied up in bonds and CDs and T-bills and the very investments that are getting wiped out now. So I would guess that almost
we
all
have it in the
plans
lease,
in the country now.
The lease, what do I call it? It's savings. It's called savings pool.
No, right,
so
but remember, Sandy, what we're really talking about is the destruction of the value of our currency, inflation.
Right.
And this is coming just as sure as God made little green apples, and I have no question at all that they're planning to destroy the value of our currency. And there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency, and they're doing everything they can to debauch our currency. So I would get off what you can. But if you get it out, don't put it under your mattress because it loses value there, too. Do something.
What would you suggest doing with it?
Well, I think you might call Ron. What's that number again, Ron?
Yeah, I think gold and silver throughout history has been the refuge that protects you from a failing fiat system. And remember, all fiat systems ultimately fail.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Sandy, do you have anything you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, I guess that's my real big question.
But, remember, we can't give you financial advice, but...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
Listener supported. Ron was, and if you'd like for us to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Ron was talking about many of the states are passing resolutions for sovereignty, saying if the federal government violates the Constitution, they won't go along with it. I talked to Joel Skousen about that today. And Joel said that actually the resolution is passed in only one state, and that was in Oklahoma, and there only, but for the House of Representatives, not through the Senate. And that, of course, would be the activities of our good friend Representative Key, Charles Key, who actually we contributed to his campaign because we thought he does such a good job, and we were glad to see him get back into the state legislature. But it's a great idea. The resolutions have been bought up. I just don't, and maybe that they have passed one of the houses in New Hampshire. But we are going to have to get people to understand that we have lawbreakers at the highest level of our government. We have a government. And it is the law of our land is the Constitution. And our leaders have sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they're violating that oath, and we're letting them get away with it. You need to learn the Constitution, and that's why we have Pastor David Whitney on every single month to talk about the Constitution. You need to put a course on the Constitution. You need to teach others about the Constitution, and we need to hold our elected representatives to the oath they've sworn. And if we lose America and we've done nothing, then we are becoming complicit in the terrible tragedy and the terrible suffering that's going to come about. If you'd like to go hold up Ron, again, his number is 800-595-0561. That's 800-595-0561. We do hope that many of you out there will want to get the material from Radio Liberty. I said they need to understand the spiritual forces at work, especially involving our money. You need to get the talk. It's a DVD. It's called The Eye of the Phoenix. You need to get the DVDs that Chris Pinto has put out, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, the DVD that Chris made when he was here as our guest at our conference 2 years ago, The Atlantis Connection. To understand where we're really headed, you need to hear Constance Cumby in her DVD, The Emergence, or get the 4-tape set, of which is called The Aquarian Conspiracy, or get them both together. The Aquarian Conspiracy was a book written by Marilyn Ferguson, and of course it was about the organized effort involving people at the highest levels of our government to bring in this spiritual force, to actually access this spiritual force that rules the world. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are spiritual forces there. This is not imaginary. It's very real. That's why they plunge us into a war after war and revolution after revolution and epidemic after epidemic. And they don't try to stop the epidemics. They're doing everything they can to destroy the lives of the children in Africa by giving them vaccines that they know have toxic doses of mercury in it. And autism, there's an autism explosion in Africa. According to Dr. Mark Geyer, we have between 1 and 2 million autistic children here in the United States. They're destroying the lives of these children and the lives of their parents. We're poisoning our children with aspartame. We're poisoning our children with vaccinations. We're poisoning our children with fluoride. And these things are not imaginary. They're very real. And you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and get the DVDs and tape sets on aspartame poisoning, on mercury poisoning, on fluoride poisoning, on poisoning from genetically modified foods. And the animals that are fed those genetically modified foods, why, of course, so many of them cannot reproduce. Of course, when you take the fluoride, it cuts down the sperm count and increases the incidence of Down's disease. They know all these things. They just don't want the American people to know that they're destroying the lives of our children. Hey, you have to be awfully wicked to do something like that. Our number 1-888-544-8927. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty once again, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. And, Lindsay, it's good to have you with us again. How are you tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing fine tonight, and thank you so very much for allowing me to be with you. I don't think there has ever been a time that I was more looking forward to a radio show than I have been with you this week because of all the things that are happening.
Well, why don't you sort of tell our listeners what's happening? And because, of course, it's so hard to keep up with all of the things and to put them into perspective. So from your point of view, what has happened this week and where are we headed at the present time?
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm glad you asked about my point of view, because in order to answer that question, I need to very briefly go back, and I'm sure you have a lot of new listeners out there. Let them know just why I express what I do tonight. Because for 3 years' time, many years ago, I actually, by the providence of God, had the privilege of living with the elite of the world. And for the past 35 years, I've kept in touch with some of these people. One of these individuals, and let me say very emphatically, if I can, that there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth that control the world. Everything that you've heard Dr. Stan Monteith say on his show, folks, believe it, it's true. I know. I was there. I literally lived with them. And about 7 months ago, I had a very unusual experience. One of these individuals called me on the phone, and he said, Chaplain, you've gone too far, you've said too much, and if you don't stop, we're going to have to do this and this. Well, we came to an agreement after a few moments. You never argue with these people, of course. And I decided, well, I haven't seen this gentleman for about 20, 25 years, but I know that he knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, all that the elite have planned, and they do have it planned. Everything that is happening today has been planned in advance. It has not happened so. It's all orchestrated. Well, before you ever see it happen, they already have talked it over and decided everything they're going to do, everything in the economy, all of these things, exactly what they... Well, anyway, this gentleman, I asked him, I said, after we'd come to an agreement about some other things, I said, how's your family? Where have you been for the past few years? I haven't seen you in a long time. He became friendly. And at that point, over about the next 45 minutes, he actually... told me exactly what the elite of the world have planned for the next year to a year and a half. Now, It wasn't but a few days after that that I came to Dr. Stan Monteith, because Dr. Stan, I've said this, I've said it not only to your face, I've said it to your back also. You're one of the most respected people in my mind that I know. I mean, I have an admiration for you that, because of your age, your Christian experience, all the things that have happened to you in life, and you were the first person I came to with this. And I told you that I'd had this experience and that this gentleman had said those things. At the time, crude oil was $147 a barrel. And you remember the first thing I said was, the price of crude oil, this gentleman told me, is going to $50 a barrel. Now, that was unbelievable. It could not happen. I mean, no one on Wall Street, nobody in the oil business would have dared projected such things as this. In fact, I wouldn't dare project them myself. In fact, when he told me that, I thought, this is crazy.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll be right back here. All right, Lindsay, go ahead and pick up the story.
So, in the course of the conversation, he mentioned a number of things, and I'll just point out a few of them that you have actually seen happen. It literally has happened. And Dr. Stan, you said to me, are you sure, Lindsay, that these things are going to... I mean, do you sure this man knows what he's talking about? And I assured you that he does. And after that, you said, well, would you be willing to say this over the air? And I said, I'm afraid to. At that point, you suggested to me that I call this gentleman back and ask him what I could say of what he had said to me. And I did. And I thank you for that wisdom, because at that point, you allowed me to come on your show and say some things that if I had been wrong, it would have definitely hurt you and me both. But it's not what I believe. The question you asked as we began the program, you said, Lindsay, would you tell me what you think is going to happen? Well, I'm going to tell you what the elite themselves have told me is going to happen, because I can't take credit for this. I'm just an ordinary, everyday person, just like anyone else, and I don't sit in the boardrooms anymore with the elite. I did years ago for 3 years' time. So I'm going to tell you the things, and then you watch them and see if they actually have happened already. Here are two of them. Number one, the price of crude oil did go from $147 a barrel. It went down to $33 a barrel. That's remaining somewhere around $40 a barrel now. One of the next questions I asked this gentleman was, I said, sir, what is this going to do to OPEC, the oil-producing countries of the world? And at that point, he said to me, he said, Chaplain, it is going to bankrupt the oil-producing countries of the world. Now, this was unthinkable. The richest people on the face of the earth, the multi-trillionaires, countries, and to bankrupt them? Unthinkable. Well, here it is. We are approximately 7 months later, and I'm going to read it to you. This past weekend, it actually happened it's happened with a number of the oil-producing countries, but this one I had asked him about, because there is a beautiful five-star city being built in a country called the Emirates of Dubai. And it's the most elaborate city probably ever built on the face of the earth. And the first thing that came to my mind was, sir, what is this going to do to the country of Dubai? And he said it's going to become a ghost town. Now, here it is. I'll read it to you just as it happened this past weekend. The government of the Emirates of Dubai, on February the 22nd, sold $10 billion in five-year unsecured bonds.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Lindsay is simply telling about what the gentleman who had worked for the oil company, who is associated with the elite who rule the world, had told him. And it was quite fascinating, because Lindsay told me this last July, and that basically the price of oil was going to go to $50 an ounce, that certainly there was going to be a collapse of the oil-producing countries, the Arab countries. They were going to simply undercut them by lowering the price of oil. And, of course, I remember very vividly Lindsay saying that he asked him, this gentleman from the oil companies, what's going to happen to Dubai? And the response was, Dubai is going to become a ghost town. Pick up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, the lowering of the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel or below is literally devastating. Now, the average person would go to the gas pump now and say $1.50 a gallon to $2 a gallon. Oh, my goodness, this is the most marvelous thing since sliced bread, because it's come down from $4 to $5 a gallon. The average person has not the slightest idea the ramifications of a worldwide collapse of the oil-producing countries of the world. Now, this country of Dubai borrowed $10 billion, and they say within the next few weeks' time that they're going to have to borrow another $10 billion. They have shut down the building of that beautiful five-star city. In fact, I talked with the gentleman just the other day here in America who handles the concrete contract for an American company that was selling the concrete to Dubai to build those big, tall skyscrapers. And he said, Lindsay, they have just canceled the concrete contract with our company for the concrete for Dubai. Now, sitting on the airport parking lot in Dubai City, which is Dubai City, of course, practically a ghost town now, they say that there are approximately 3,000 automobiles that have been abandoned, left on the in the airport parking lot in Dubai City. Why? All these workers went over there to make their fortunes. And, oh, were they making it? Working, getting salaries like you couldn't believe. But in Dubai, it's quite different than it is in America. In America, if you buy an automobile and you don't make the payment, they come and repossess the automobile because that's what you use as collateral. Or you buy a house and you're 3 months behind on your mortgage, they come and repossess the house. Uh-uh, not in Dubai. In the Arab countries, and these workers came in and bought these fancy Mercedes and limousines and everything else, and all of a sudden, they're laid off. Dubai doesn't have any money to go in to continue building. And so as a result, the people were laid off. They don't have a job now, and they had come in from other countries. So rather than have the country of Dubai come in and get the automobile, you see, in Dubai, if you don't make an automobile payment, they not only come and get the automobile, they come and get you. That's correct. They put you in jail and repossess the automobile both. Well, these people didn't want to be put in jail in Dubai. That's the last place you ever want to be in jail, because they don't treat you over there like they do here in America. So there's approximately 3,000 automobiles abandoned sitting on the airport parking lot in Dubai that people left the keys in the car, closed the door, went and got on the airplane and left before they had time to come and get both them and the automobile. I mean, the ramifications of this are so far-reaching. Now, let's come down to a little bit closer home. OPEC. OPEC are the oil-producing countries of the world. This does not just include Arab countries. This includes Nigeria. It includes many other countries of the world that produce oil. Well, OPEC, financial oil ministers, met just recently, and after their meeting, they stated, within the past 4 months, because of the price of crude oil going from $147 a barrel to less than $50 a barrel, that OPEC oil-producing countries have lost $2.5 trillion. Now, you did hear me say correctly, not billion. They've lost $2.5 trillion in 4 months. Now, you say, well, how does that affect us over here? Oh, my goodness. It affects us in a major way. First of all, it has just affected two countries that, because they don't necessarily have too much in the way of natural resources, they turned to being a financial haven. One of them was Iceland. And you'll remember about 3 to 4 months ago, Iceland collapsed and declared bankruptcy. Well, this past weekend, the second country declared bankruptcy. Oh, that's right. The country is Latvia. The Latvian government this past weekend officially announced a collapse. It has literally gone into bankruptcy. Why? Since it didn't have a lot of natural resources, it became a financial center for that part of the world. And as a result of it, let me show you what has happened within the past 2 weeks in the country of Latvia, because you need to know what could happen in the United States of America. You see, we have a 12 $1 trillion national debt plus all of the other unfunded debts. I mean, I'll talk more about that in a few moments when we come down to America. But this country, they couldn't make it, and the same thing happened there could happen in the United States of America because of the exorbitant spending we're doing right now. So let me show you what has happened. Hospitals and schools throughout the country are under a threat of closure as local administrations find their budgets reduced as much as 40%. Government salaries have been cut by 25%. The country's export-driven economy, which burned red hot when things were going well, has now ground to a halt. Unemployment has skyrocketed in Latvia, while those who have managed to hold on to their jobs have received significant less pay. Construction, real estate, farming, as well as other sectors, are teetering. Now you say, this couldn't happen in America. Oh, yes, it could. When the world gets the message that America is bankrupt, which we are, long since have been, but even more so now because of the financial crisis, when the world gets this message and begins to cash in their reserve currency, which they're holding, the same thing could happen in America that happened in Latvia, the same thing that happened in Iceland, and then here's the next one. Now, my wife is from Europe, and she had a phone call from a friend of hers in a European country this past weekend, and they said that in the Ukraine, yes, it's coming down to the same thing could happen in America. In the Ukraine, as of last Friday, they announced that if you go to the bank and you want cash, you don't get it. No, that's right. Anybody in the Ukraine, that they write a check if they'd like, and within limits, they can make certain paper withdrawals. They cannot get cash. You go to the bank in the Ukraine, I don't care how much money you've got in there, you do not get your money out. Now, this is one by one beginning to affect the world in a significant manner. Let's go to the next country, Russia. Russia last week closed its currency market and its stock market a number of times because the ruble is literally collapsing. I think it's been, if I remember correctly, it's been devalued 8 times in the past 4 months' time. Let's look at China. No, no, China doesn't produce oil. But see, this is having a domino effect around the world. 70,000 Chinese factories have closed. That's right, because the world doesn't need their products. We are in a recession, depression, whatever you want to call it, collapse, and it is affecting the whole world's manufacturing base. 28 to 30 million Chinese workers are out of work, and they're actually having some riots in China now. Japan. Toyota sales dropped 27% last quarter. Japan's GDP is down 12.5%. Now, I could go on and on and on with what's happening abroad outside the United States of America, but I think I need to come down to what's happening within the United States of America because now the chickens are coming home to roost, and folks, I'm pleading with you. I am so glad to be on Dr. Stan's show tonight. Because I beg of you, sit up and take notice. Know what's going on. You need to set your house in order and make some preparations in light of what's taking place. And if ever you have believed what Dr. Stan Monteith tells you night after night, day after day, writes in his newsletter, if you have ever listened to him, you must listen to him now. And you need to hear this broadcast every single day. Because it is happening so rapidly, it's almost as if they have accelerated their program. Now, I'm coming down to home. And Dr. Stan, I know, I just am so excited tonight because I just wish I could go into the home of every person out there in that listening audience and sit down and explain this in depth to you as to exactly what's taking place. But since I can't, I just try to get in as much as I can, but at any point you want to break in, please stop me because there's just so much that needs saying.
You go right ahead, Lindsay. You're doing fine.
It's because these oil-producing countries of the world and now countries like Russia and China and Japan and the oil-producing countries along with it, because these countries are likewise in a collapse mode, just as America is becoming very rapidly, because of this, we are going to have major ramifications in the United States of America. Let me try to explain. Because the income of every oil-producing country in the world, along with these others, and we just mentioned a moment ago, Russia, China, and Japan, and so on, because they have lost approximately three-fourths, approximately 75% of their financial base, over the income base, over the past 4 months, has been destroyed. As a result, these countries can no longer buy the treasury bills of the United States of America. Now, let me explain, because this is so startling. It's almost unbelievable. When we come back, Dr. Stan, I'll try to get into that.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Lindsay Williams. We're talking really about what's going on financially in this country, and what you're basically seeing is the destruction of the financial structure, not only of the United States, but of the entire world. It is my contention this has all been very carefully orchestrated. And one of the things this gentleman told Lindsay was that we are going to be a terrible, terrible financial collapse. We go right ahead, Lindsay, and of course I was just commenting that when you talk to Mr. X,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Time, they've given, pledged, or certainly lent about $10 trillion. Now, remember, it took the United States 200 years to develop $1 trillion of debt. And they've just given this all away. The deficit this 1 year, 2009, is probably going to be at least $2 trillion. And where this $10 trillion is going to come from, no one knows. But what Lindsay is saying, the other countries in the world are going to cut back on their purchase of American debt, American bonds, T-bills. And when they do that, of course, how do we pay the debt? Well, the only way to do it is to just create the money and out of nothing, as that governments are wont to do, and create the money, and they call it monetization. But what you do then is you increase the amount of money in circulation, and that's what inflation is. Inflation isn't rising prices. Increasing the amount of money is what is inflation, and then the rising prices are the secondary result of that. It's like, certainly wet streets do not cause rain. It is the rain that causes the wet streets, but we see the manifestation by looking at the streets, and this is, of course, what we're going to see right now, why we are not seeing inflation. But down the line, as sure as the sun rises in the east every evening, every morning, and sets in the west every evening, why we are going to have runaway inflation in America, just exactly as the man we appointed to head Zimbabwe brought disastrous inflation to the tragic people of Zimbabwe. So our State Department and our the elite who really run this country, I fear, are going to do something similar to America. I just hope and pray it will not be as disastrous as it is in Zimbabwe, where they were actually suffering something called 186 textrillion. That's not quadrillion, not septrillion, but $6 trillion inflation a year. And you can imagine what's happened. I can remember when it's only 1,000,000 percent inflation a year, and then 5,000,000 percent, and then 1,000,000,000 percent a year. But it had gotten up to 186 sextillion percent inflation a year. And, of course, then they started removing a lot of zeros. But by then, everything monetarily had simply been destroyed. This man who's in charge is an Oxford graduate. He was also trained in communist China on how to destroy a nation. And this is the man that your tax money has kept in power in Rhodesia. Could it happen here? Pick up the story, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, you are so right, and I am so appreciative that you have told your listening audiences over the years. You have warned them, you have been a watchman on the wall, you have faithfully let them know that this was underway. I did not know it. I would have never guessed that the price of crude oil would have gone to where it is today. I would have never guessed that America would be in this condition only 4 months. 6 or 7 months after this gentleman told me these things. So, now, let me bring it down to America. These are actual reports that have come out this week. Now, these are not old from a month ago, 2 months ago. This is this week. The corporate profits report of the United States of America, it came out on Monday. Macy's, big department store, their profits are down 59%. You see, it's already beginning to show up. Secondly, Target. Oh, most of you do business at Target at one time or another. Their profits are down 41%. JCPenney, well-known store, profits are down 41%. Office Depot has lost $1.5 billion. Now, think about something with me for a moment. What are going to be the effects of the taxes that are not received because these companies are not doing business? With these companies doing that much less business than they did 1 year ago, how much less taxes are going to the federal government and to the state government? Now think of something else. When you go to the gas pump and you buy a gallon of gasoline, you were paying $4 to $5 a gallon for that gasoline. Now you're paying $1.50 to $2 a gallon for that gasoline. Do you realize that the federal government and every state in the United States of America charges tax on that gallon of gasoline, and that the tax base has been diminished by 75% in 4 months? No, folks, please. I mean, 4 months' time. The OPEC oil-producing countries lost $2.5 trillion in 4 months. They admitted to it. The OPEC financial oil ministers. Now, usually it takes about 3 months for it to show up on the ledgers of the federal and state government when there is a loss. You've got about 30 days because we've already gone by 2 months of these sort of losses. You've got approximately 30
more days.
Hold that thought.
We'll be right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, you go right ahead with the story.
Well, can you imagine 75% of the taxes that go into the federal and state government being slashed in 4 months' time? You think California's in trouble now. You haven't seen anything until the ledgers show up 30 days from now. The federal government? Oh, let our governments have all the budgets they want to at $2 trillion, as our president sent to Congress and they passed just this week. It doesn't matter. Where are they going to, how are they possibly going to do this when the tax structure, which they have never even adjusted or figured in yet, is lost because of companies like Macy's and Target and JCPenney and Office Depot and the losses that have gone, and the big company that failed altogether, Circuit City. Circuit City now has been liquidated. 500-plus stores, 13 million square feet of commercial office space is vacant now. Imagine the shopping centers that don't have the money to pay on the mortgages by the people who own them and the lending institutions who loan the money to have them built. And 34,000 jobs were lost by Circuit City closing alone. Now, take all of this and diminish the tax structure of the federal and state government by that much, and people, that is what you are going to face 30 days from now when it finally catches up with them that they have had these losses. Now, big companies are taking these losses also. Look at AIG, the largest insurance company in the world. It reported this week, the biggest quarterly loss that has ever been reported in U.S. financial history. Did you hear that? Ever in U.S. financial history, this past week, AGI is announcing approximately a $60 billion loss. U.S. taxpayers have already bailed out to the tune of $150 billion, and their stock has gone down to 50 cents a share. And now they've announced another $60 billion. You do realize that that's almost $1 billion a day that AIG has lost, and they say they're too big to fail. We'll have to bail them out. Well, who's going to bail them out? Treasury of the United States of America. How long can they keep on doing it? There's coming a reckoning day. Now, here's a statement. I need to say this slowly so you can be sure and catch it. In 1975, you could have bought all of the real estate, all of the shopping malls, all of the hotels, all of the land in the United States of America could have been bought in 1975 for what the government has spent in the past 90 days.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest is Lindsay Williams, and simply pointing that, we are just spending money beyond any comprehension. And when you stop and think that, certainly within the last 90 days, Lindsay's pointing out, we probably put out more money, the government has spent more money than if you'd gone back, 30 years, you could have bought all the property and land and houses and developments all the United States for what we simply put out in a matter of a few months. Understand that it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt, and simply within the last several months, first 4 months of the Obama administration, the first 4 months of this well, I guess the last 4 months at the end of the Bush administration, the beginning of the Obama administration, why we'd put out those a couple of trillion dollars. Where just people have no concept that this is what happens when you're going to destroy a currency, and they know exactly what they're doing. Well, before we go on, of course, two things. First of all, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you'd like to talk to Lindsay. Secondly, my wife, Barbara, wants to know what you think about this effort to tax people on the number of miles they drive. In other words, here's another means of taxation, and we will tax them. You know, if you don't use your car very much, you're not going to have to pay such a high tax. But if you do use your car for a lot, why, they're going to, of course, tax you more. This is a way of cutting down on the carbon footprint. What do you think about that idea?
Dr. Stan, one of the promises that were made by Mr. Obama when he was running for president was that he was not going to increase taxes. And here he turns right around and says, we're going to increase taxes. I mean, this is an outright misrepresentation of the truth. I mean, don't people get the message? There's no way this can be done. People will begin riding bicycles, walking, doing everything imaginable, cutting down on driving. You don't penalize, the producer. Instead, you don't give to the person that's non-productive. And that's exactly what this administration is doing. They're giving away to those who are not producing, and they're penalizing the producer. Whenever you do that, you're destroying the financial base of a country. And Dow Jones and the stock market and the gurus in New York, they are not impressed with what's going on at all. The day that the president signed the bailout package, the stock market, the Dow Jones stock market, went down 297.80 points. That day, the very day of the bailout package, oil has gone to $33.80. David Walker, the former Comptroller General of the United States of America, who controlled the currency, he said, quote, America's unfunded liability is $66 trillion. That includes the national debt, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Unfunded liabilities in America, $66 trillion, that is more than the GDP of the entire world. Do you realize what trouble we're in? The world's GDP is only $65 trillion. Everything. I mean, all the production, the whole world. Now, America's unfunded liability is $66 trillion, which is even more than that. Now, we are in trouble. The tax base is being destroyed. Citigroup, Citibank, second largest bank in the world, has borrowed $40 billion from the U.S. Treasury. Now, I must at this point pause with a question that someone asked me the other day. They said, now, Chaplain Williams, you lived with the elite for 3 years. I said, yes, I did. I know many of them. I still stay in touch with some. They said, don't they live in the United States of America? I said, many of them do. Not all, but some of them live in America. I know where many of them live. Could go to their house if I wanted to. These people, you say, they would not destroy the country where they live, would they? Folks, what you don't, a person that would think that way, you would be basically saying that you don't understand what's really going on. These elite have everything to gain by what they're doing. They're going to own the banks of America. Now, Citigroup, Citibank has borrowed $40 billion. You think for a moment's time that the federal government is not going to control Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all of these banks that they're bailing out. Before it's over with, the elite, through the Federal Reserve, will own every banking institution, nearly every lending institution, the financial institutions of America. They will own them because they bailed them out. And what did they bail them out with? A computer entry. They didn't bail them out with gold. They didn't bail them out with silver. Nothing but a computer entry, and they basically, this is communism. This is socialism in its greatest form. They will own the banking institutions. Now, whenever you don't make a mortgage payment for 3 months, and the lending institution comes in and repossesses the house, who takes it back? The lending institution. Well, who is it that the Treasury and the Federal Reserve have bailed out? The lending institution, the banks, and the others, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all of these have been bailed out. Well, who controls them? The elite. And so who's going to own them? You guessed it. they have everything to gain by what they're doing, because when they repossess your house after you don't make the payment for 3 months, do they give you anything back? If you've paid on it for 5 or 10 years, don't give you a penny. What do they get it back for? Nothing. They literally have given you a computer entry to begin with to buy that house with. Now they turn around with this credit is all they issued to you, and they take the house back, give you nothing for it, yet you've paid on it for 5 to 10 years, and they're going to own the majority of the real estate in America. They'll own the majority of the shopping centers in America. They'll own the majority of the mom-and-pop businesses of America, the airlines, the railroads. Whenever they have finished with their little Ponzi scheme, they basically will have taken control and possession through a socialistic system, and we are putting ourselves under communism is exactly what we're doing, and they are the proponents of all of this. They have everything to gain by what they're doing.
Because they're the people who are going to run the system. This is what it's really all about. And behind that, I believe, are powerful spiritual forces that energize this system of organized evil. Lindsay, before we go on, I do want you to get your telephone number out and tell people how to get in touch with you if they'd like to get the CDs and the other things that you produced.
Well, Dr. Stan, you've probably never heard me as upset and as moved as I am tonight, and on your program yesterday that you allowed me to be on. I have just produced 2 new presentations within the past 7 days. No, these are not a month old. This is the last 7 days. One is entitled Emergency Update. It's 1 hour and 30 minutes long. I plead with you for the sake of your dinner table, call the 800 number and get it. The next one is entitled Prophecy. As most of you know, I've been a minister of the gospel for over 50 years, and I felt that I must approach this from both a prophetic standpoint, as this gentleman told me a number of months ago they were going to do it, and also from a biblical standpoint. It's entitled Prophecy, then my Energy Non-Crisis DVD, and the DVD on 2009. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, my operators were so tired this afternoon, they knew I was going to be on the program tonight. They've taken so many calls this week. They said, Chaplain, please, ask them to call tomorrow. I beg of you, give them a call tomorrow, West Coast time, after 10 o'clock. The number is 800-321-2900. One presentation an hour and 30 minutes long, one an hour long that's just prepared in the past week with the things you're hearing tonight. Many other things. I plead with you. You must know what's happening, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. And certainly, I think it's so vitally important. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the edge of the collapse of our system. It's going to come in 3 months or 6 months or a year. I don't know how soon it's coming. But I will tell you that certainly they're in the process of intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroying the currency of this nation. The stimulus bill is not going to create any new jobs, at least not for a couple of years, and those jobs, a lot of them are going to be over in China, because although the Congress said, buy American, that was a stipulation, almost unanimously, buy American, the Obama administration said, buy American, as long as it goes along with the laws of our land, which says that we've got to buy our things over in China and elsewhere, because the whole concept of these wicked people is to destroyed the infrastructure of this nation by transferring our industries overseas, and we've transferred the steel industry to China and Japan and to Taiwan, and that's where we're going to get most of the steel. And the people who think we're going to buy it here, there's no protectionism. They will do everything they can to prevent any effort to protect the jobs of the American people, because they want to transfer our jobs overseas and they want to impoverish our people. Once you understand that, then, of course, everything going on makes much, much more sense. Lindsay, go right ahead with your story.
Well, Dr. Stan, some number of weeks ago, I believe that you had a person by the name of Vita Locke that came on your program. She called me this past weekend. She and her husband own a farm of thousands of acres in southeast Colorado. And folks, this is so critical. And I'll give you the statistics. They live in Campo, Colorado. I have her permission to talk about these things. In southeast Colorado and northern Texas and that part of the country, 40% of the food supply of America is raised. Right now, those farmers are getting $3 a bushel for their corn. They're just ready to plant again. They can't plant. Peter said to me, we don't know what we're going to do. My husband and I, thousands of acres, corn, wheat, cattle, they can't go it. They said it will cost us $5.50 to raise that corn next year, and we're only getting $3 a bushel for it. They can't plant their crops. Wheat. They're getting $5 a bushel for wheat. They figured it would cost them $6 to $7 a bushel to raise that wheat this next year. They can't put the crop in the ground. They're sitting there wondering, what are we going to do? Now,
Lindsay, now you mentioned this before. Are all the other farmers there in that area, because this is part of the breadbasket of America, are they in the same position? Are they not going to plant? I mean, this is the question. If the large farmers don't plant, then we're in real trouble. What did she tell you they're going to do?
Oh, she said that many of them can't plant. She said that it, as things stand right now, the only ones that probably will plant this year are the ones that are irrigated. And what they will do is plant, knowing that they're not going to be able to make a decent crop, and let the insurance pay off. And that will be the only thing they have out of their entire year's work. Now, folks, remember something. This is so startling. Nothing in the stimulus package that Mr. Obama signed had one single penny for a farmer. Now, they're bailing out the banks. They're bailing out the lending institutions. They're bailing out Fannie Mae and Mac and all of these. They're not doing one thing for the people that are producing the food that goes on your table. There was not one single penny in that stimulus package for the farmers of America. Folks, do you realize how critical and how unthinking the politicians are sitting in their ivory palaces in Washington, D.C., and allowing the food supply of the United States of America? And as someone asked me just yesterday, I think it was, they said, well, Chaplain Williams, how long is it going to be before this shows up? All right, they don't plant this spring. They can't harvest next fall. After that, you're going to see it. Do you realize that that is in perfect line with what this gentleman told me when he called me about 6 or 7 months ago? He said, America will see a financial collapse, and he indicated that it will take place. Folks, you've got about 6 months, 9 months, maximum 1 year, and you're going to see all of this touch your dinner table. You are going to see it happen to your salary. It is going to be devastating what's going to happen to the financial condition of this country, and I think in light of what this man said to me, I can safely say there is going to be a collapse of the American dollar. Ron Paul has tried to warn you of this. He's on the Banking House Subcommittee. Nobody probably knows any more about the finances of America than Ron Paul, and he indicated that we will see a collapse of the financial system the way it's going right now, and the farmers cannot plant this spring. Fertilizer prices are prohibitive, and they can't raise it for what they're going to get for it. So, Dr. Stan, yes, you are thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of 6, 9 months, maybe a year, and it is going to be so devastating what's going to happen. You must begin making preparations right now. And may I suggest that you begin with spiritual preparations? You positively need to set that spiritual house in order, because when things happen the way they're going, you must have heard what God's Word says. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 29, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Lord begs you to come to him, and do it now while you still have time. And Romans 10, 9 through 10 says it so plainly, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Folks, I would beg of you, set your spiritual house in order. Get out on your knees after this program with Dr. Stan Monteith tonight and get things right with the Lord. And be prepared for what the inevitable is because of wickedness in high places. and the prince of the power of this air literally being on the rampage these days, Dr. Stan.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, the thing is that what they've done, the price of wheat and corn and the other staples is controlled by the commodity markets. And believe me, these are manipulated. So they've manipulated the prices down so that the farmers can't possibly plant in many areas. And so the other thing is that what we're seeing now as far as they've manipulated down the price of milk. So the dairy farmers are simply having to kill off the herds because, the price of feed has gone up, but the price of milk has gone down. They can't afford to feed their cows and milk them, so they're going to have to start killing off the dairy cows. And then down the line, well, of course, the price of meat will go up. The price of milk will go up because there are going to be artificial shortages. And this is all intentionally created. This is what people don't understand. There really are people out there who would disrupt the food supply of the world. They're having real problems with their food supply and growing wheat. China's one of the biggest wheat producers in the world, but they're having problems over there. They're having problems in Australia. And I think that they are planning on a worldwide famine. Will it be this year or next year? I don't know. But I do know that they've disrupted the bees. They know what they've done. And certainly we did not get the fruit we ordinarily have on our fruit trees this last year because the bees aren't here. In other areas, I suspect the same thing is happening. They're doing everything they can to disrupt the food supply. They're introducing genetically modified crops. And so these are, frankly, harmful. A lot of the times, the animals, if they use them, if they eat them, the pigs eat the corn, why they become infertile? What do you think they're doing to human beings? Are there really people who want to damage the health of our people? There really are, ladies and gentlemen. There are people who have an entirely different worldview because, in my estimation, they worship a different God. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up our program tonight with Lindsay Williams. Well, Lindsay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866 866- 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do. And then he told me most of the things he told you tonight. He didn't mention that they had told him there was going to be a massive oil find off the, I think it was off the north slope of Alaska. It was above the Arctic Circle, I think was the exact term. Another massive oil find over in Indonesia. We tell the whole story in the little pamphlet we put together called The Oil Deception. We'll explain to you that there's plenty of oil in the world. They're simply just not developing it because they want a problem. And, of course, you must understand that they create problems, they create crises. There is an elite that runs the world. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our pamphlet on the oil deception. Of course, if you want to understand what's happening financially, you need to get our pamphlet, The History of Money. And then the sequel to that, The Financial Meltdown. And are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you want to get the new book we're carrying called The Money Creators. It was written back in 1935, but it's just as true today as it was at that time. And, of course, the Great Depression was intentionally created by the banks, by the Federal Reserve System. There's a little clique of people that have controlled our monetary system going back 100 years. And certainly Woodrow Wilson wrote about them in his book, The New Freedom, back in 1913, and nothing has changed in the intervening years, in the intervening 96 years it is. So you certainly want to read the my newsletters, November, December of 2008, and then the January of 2009 newsletter. It'll be posted before long, because we do hope many of you will consider seriously joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, where you get our monthly newsletter, plus our four best tapes or CDs of the month. And of course, we hope that you'll be willing to support Radio Liberty, join the Radio Liberty family, and help us as we reach out every week on at least 60 outlets, more than 60 outlets. People are learning things here that they will never hear elsewhere. So please, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And you can go there. You can read our newsletters for nothing. You can listen to our radio programs on blog or MP3 or live or satellite feed. Or so that you can get the archive programs. The information is there. And then, of course, why you can certainly watch the DVDs we have posted. We have another section on other DVDs, where we have links to a lot of YouTubes we think are important, and anything we see comes across our desk we think is important, we post there, and you can simply go there, click on it, and watch the DVDs. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we are living in trying times. Most people do not understand that everything that's going on is orchestrated. Our leaders are not bumbling idiots. They're just trying to convince you that they're bumbling idiots. You need to get the book. The Creature from Jekyll Island tells you about the background of how they create money out of nothing. You need to get the book of The Money Creators, which we mentioned earlier. You need to get the book The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy. You need to read the book of Fiat Money Inflation in France, which is the story of what happened in France over 200 years ago when they did exactly what we're doing today. And how did it end up? They ended up in France with a dictator. His name was Napoleon Bonaparte, who plunged them into a series of terrible and devastating wars. And, of course, the tragedy is I think we're moving towards a nuclear war today. I think it's planned for a long time ago. If you doubt it, you read my January 2008 newsletters titled State Secret. It's the Sybil Edmonds story. You'll never look at it.